Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio broadcast live every Thursday from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. At Real, Relevant, and Raw, we keep it real, we keep it relevant, and we keep it raw. But never raunchy.
Never raunchy.
Never raunchy. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, hey, it's good to be back with you on another episode of Real, Relevant, and Raw. I appreciate the partnership. We set it off every Thursday night. I'm excited. I'm ready to roll. You ready to roll tonight, Sadie Sharp?
I do.
Listen, before we get started tonight, let me thank all of our listeners, those who are listening live, as well as those who are listening via the archive. We are almost at 12,500 and some odd listeners, and so all of you who support the show, we are so very grateful. Let me invite you to be a follower of the show. If you go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/ Real Relevant Raw, click on the follow button. You will be a follower of our show. You can also contact us right under the follow button is the message button, and we do check our messages. Finally, before we get started tonight, let me give everyone our guest call-in number. If you want to call in to ask a question or give a comment, please call 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. 716-7031. Tonight's topic promises to be controversial. It is rare that Sadie and I are on two opposite sides of the spectrum on any particular topic, and as we always say, this is unscripted. This is reality radio at its best. Tonight's topic is, should men be the only ones to propose? Now, Sadie, I don't want to answer the question right now. You want to answer that question right now?
I want to hear that song you were talking about real quick.
Listen, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I mean, you know, your energy came from where you are to where I am, and because I wanted to play it, but I said, maybe not. Listen, everybody, and I'm not getting paid to promote Eric Benet. I think this brother can sing in this song that is coming up, Sometimes I Cry. He takes it back to the soul sounds of the 70s. So listen, right after a musical break, we'll be right back, and we will get into our topic live. Should men be the only ones to propose? Right now, listen to Eric Benet, Sometimes I Cry.
It's harder. true, and you'll both be happy. Yeah, been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good to me, but when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to. And it hurts when my love, babe, help me understand how to push you out, forget you, and let it go. Cause Lord knows I've tried, yeah, but sometimes I cry, babe. Baby, I've been hurting for a long, long time. Yes, it hurts.
Women have to make up their minds as to what they want.
if you don't act like a lady, you'll never meet a gentleman.
Damn, baby, why you got to, you know, you got to just set it off at the outset. Please, say you got to say that again. Say it again, please.
If you don't act like a lady, then you will never meet a gentleman. And in your world, chivalry may be dead.
All right, so Sadie, let me just jump in. Hold that thought, right? Now, again, just like I wasn't paid to promote Eric Benet, although I enjoy his music, I am not being paid to promote Steve Harvey. I've got to say this because I read his first book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, if that's the title. I may have gotten the term diverse. The concept that Steve Harvey deals with, he basically said he puts the onus on the woman to set the tone for the initial contact, if you will, for the dating, and in turn, the relationship. So, this is really what you're saying, as you set it off, as you always do.
Right. So basically, if you ladies out there want to feel wanted, feel protected, feel safe, and have your man go out of his way for you, you need not to be thinking about proposing. Let that man be a man.
Send it off, Sadie Shaw.
You know, let me just give you a prime example, Michael. I had one client who was really disgusted with her husband. Now, mind you, she was the breadwinner in a family.
All right.
And she was Miss Independent. The camel that broke the hairs back for her, if I said that right, listen, they were having problems, and, you know, she sought my help, and we're working together, and we're trying to get through this. But let me tell you something. Michael, one day she called him from the turnpike. Michael, I couldn't believe how upset she got over this. One day she called him from the turnpike, and she was like, you know, I got a flat tire. And he was like, okay, call AAA, and I'll call you back and make sure everything's okay if you don't call me first. She was like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe that he did that to me. I am his wife. And I said, okay, you got to remember the tone that you set here, though. The tone you set here is Miss Independent. So he's gotten used to that. He's gotten accustomed to that.
Exactly.
And he's learned to accept you for the person that you showed him you want to be.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right.
Don't expect him to come running to my, oh, baby, I know poor you is on the turnpike and you scared. I'm on my way. That's not the woman that you showed
him. Don't be scared.
That's not the woman that you showed him you want to be. You didn't show him. You told him that I'm all right on this turnpike. In fact, if you want a turnpike, call me.
And you know what, Sadie, you know what, you're right. Now, let me say this. In agreement with what you're saying, ladies, men, I don't care color, I don't care socioeconomic background, educational level. Most men that I know are concrete thinkers. And so if you set, like Sadie is saying, if you set that tone consistently, then the man is going to, for lack of a better word, be conditioned to behave according to the tone that you set. So like Sadie is saying, this woman was Miss Independent. And so he was like, all right, babe, you got this. So he called her, and it's the logical part of us. And I'm not saying women are illogical, don't get me wrong. I am saying this. Most men that I know are logical. So him, logically, all right, my baby got this. She's Miss Independent. Yo, all right, babe, call AAA and let me know if everything works out. He probably went back to flipping challenge and doing whatever he did.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So why was she upset?
Let me tell you something else, Michael.
So why was she upset?
She was upset because she flashed her independence at him, because for some reason women seem to think that right now that's what makes them stand out from any other woman. I'm Miss Independent. I don't take no BS. I'll check him. I let him know, girl. You know, and what I think women just don't get is it's the complete opposite that attracts a man. I mean, the ego needs to feel needed. And, you know,
exactly.
There's so many women right now, Michael, that are Miss Independent, and they're not getting in the bedroom like they should be.
Why is that?
Because masculine independence does not stimulate testosterone. Think about it. Testosterone levels are stimulated by a sexy, feminine, confident woman. But the key word is feminine. I'm not saying a feminine woman can't be independent, but it's just not the fact that she called him from the turnpike. It's the tone that she set. There's a lot of women that are feminine and know how to stimulate a man's testosterone that would call and say, hey, baby, you know, I'm out here, and I know you're busy, okay, but I'm going to wait for AAA, and if it gets too long, I'm going to call you. Would you mind coming out? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's just completely a different tone.
So, what it boils down to for me, and I'm listening very intently to what you're saying, ladies, in my mind, in my opinion, you have to know what you want. And Sadie, I think we talked about this during our Save A Relationship Sunday show. Ladies, you got to know what you want. And you have to know what the consequences is not the right word I want to use, what the implications are of the tone that you set. Because as men, you may think that we're not analyzing because maybe we don't always communicate that, but please believe. And any brothers who are listening, you want to call in to verify what I'm trying to say, as they say, help a brother out. We are taking cues from you also. We're analyzing also, and we're drawing conclusions also.
But you know what, Michael? I think men analyze more than women do.
Hmm.
Let me tell you why. You just said a minute ago that men are logical. This is one of the reasons that I back that men need to be making a decision when it's time to propose, not women. Because women, more often than not, make decisions based on their emotions, how they feel.
Hmm.
Men normally base decisions on experience, interaction, and future. To me, that sounds a little bit more intellectual than emotions.
Mm. I'm saying because you know, sweetie, I'm tempted to share my opinion. I will not share my opinion right now. See, I will say this. See, one of the things, Sadie, that we have to realize, and when we dealt with our show about relationships early on when we first started doing the show, one of the things that we both acknowledge is that the rules of the game are changing. See, women are becoming more proactive. Women are becoming more aggressive, and that, for me, doesn't have a negative connotation. And I'll say it like this, and hopefully it won't offend anyone, and I'll do my best to clarify, women are taking on more of what culturally, this is a good way for me to say it, culturally what has been the role of the man. So it's only logical that there are women who would then adopt that logical, experiential mindset who would then conclude, I need to be the one to propose. Now, I haven't shared my opinion yet, but I'm just warming up.
Get warm.
Well, all right, I'll put it like this, and then let's go to stuff. I'll put it like this. I think that we need to live in a society, and an operative word, need to, because I'm a pragmatist, because I understand it's not there yet. We need to live in a society that really embraces equality, whether it's racial equality. And we won't even get to what that talks about, the overlay right now. Be it gender equality, be it social equality. So for me, again, getting warm, I think we need to move toward that, and I think the elements of our society that are moving toward that. Say, let's do this. Let's take a song. Let's listen. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, and let's come back and let's continue the conversation. Everybody, we appreciate you listening. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Yeah, everybody, this is Real Relevant and Raw Radio. That was Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, one of the classics of soul and R&B music. And I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And tonight's topic is, should men be the only one who propose? And Sadie, I'm warming up. You know, I was thinking about it. As you know, and our listeners know, I've been married twice, and every time I say that, you know, there's almost like a twinge of just pain, but it is what it is. And I say that because, Sadie, as I think you said during our last show, it's about us being transparent and knowing that I've made relationship mistakes. And I think as I've learned from those mistakes, it really helps me to help others who are in relationships. And I say that to say this, you know, both times, Sadie, I was the one who proposed. And during our musical break, I thought about it. Why was I the one to have proposed? And very simply, it's not even complex, it's what I thought the man should do. Having said that, I don't have a problem. Well, you know what? I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. Sadie, listen, why don't you jump in? I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. We still have some time.
I'm going to say this. Okay? Equality. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I've been waiting to get in on this whole equality thing.
Uh-oh. You're going to set it off again, Sadie?
You know, I'm not the most religious person. I'm somewhat spiritual. But I do not often argue the basic principles of the Bible.
Okay.
Reason being is I think the majority of it, okay, not all of it, the majority of it is common sense.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the birds don't do the job of the bees. The squirrels don't do the job of the flies. Everybody
okay.
has their duty here on Earth.
All right.
And if it was all about equality, we wouldn't have male and female. We would just have one sex. So basically,
okay,
what I'm trying to get at here is that there's the job of the man and there's the job of the woman.
All right.
And what I think is happening right now in this world is that the jobs are overlapping and there's tasks that are not getting done.
Say, I'm a message. You know, let me just say this now. You know you're my people. And,
mm-hmm.
and listen, we have fun. We have fun in this show. And listen, let me just say this. Preface my remarks. I stand this. I have the utmost respect for Sadie Sharp. There are times when she talks, I just have to sit there and listen. I'm like, damn, she's dropping some jewels. Sadie, you sound like a religious right conservative. You sound like a Republican right now. You understand how you sounding right now?
Yo, you're crazy.
I'm like, damn. All right, let me just say this, because I want to jump in, and I definitely want you to jump back in. You know, it's interesting, right? My perspective is more humanist and more liberal, quote-unquote, progressive. I don't even like the term liberal, because that has just had the theological and political right has demonized that word. So let me say progressive. And for me, it's more humanist and more, for lack of a better word, constitutional. You know, the Creator has endowed us with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness really is a right, a human right given to all. So my whole notion of equality really, dare I say, is really not biblical. It's humanist. It's personal. I won't say it's New Age. I just think we all should have an equal right to, as my father said years ago, when he was kind of giving out political consciousness, we all should have the equal right to do, to be, and the act. The problem is we live in a society in which people in power want to restrict that right. And again, you know, we don't want to take this off on some social political tangent, but I think it does have a bearing on the whole notion of who proposes, because I think we've been conditioned that only one gender should be able to propose. That's settling back up if they say the shop jumped in.
Okay. What I'm going to say that is, like I said, I think it's common sense. a man can't have a baby, and a woman can't get a woman pregnant. So that tells you right there are roles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These roles. Two, from a religious standpoint, the Bible says a man shall take a wife unto him. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Okay? Now, I am not saying that a woman should not be able to, like, you know what, I've been with my babe for a minute. I love him. He's not popping the question. Let me do it. If that works for you, go for it. But all I'm saying is the majority of the time, that's not a go. But a lot of times there are men who, as we stated at the beginning of the conversation, who like that go-getter boss type of a woman. And he may be more of a laid-back type of guy. It's like, yeah, propose to me. If I want to marry you, I'll say, yeah, she can get down on one knee and everything. He might even shed a tear. Okay? But all I'm saying is that that is not the majority in this day and age. And it will become the majority in the future. We see that happening already. Mm. Role reversal is, like, a big issue right now. But according to our next show, okay,
mm-hmm.
which will be coming up soon, Why Black Men Marry White Women, I think that that has something to do with it right there.
You know, this is, you know, and callers, you know, I'm listening. As I said, this is unscripted. Believe me, we basically don't know what the other's going to say, although we have a basic thrust.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, there's not too many white women. You have some that's going to propose to a guy.
Well, you know what? All right. Let me just put it out there. Because of my mindset about equality, and because, as Sadie has said, I'm almost come across as a woman's activist, and I'm not. I'm really not. I mean, I was
it
raised.
It seems like it.
Yeah, I was raised around women, and Sadie, I never said this to you, but it's not because, I was held that it just wasn't relevant in times past. I was raised around very strong, very hardworking, very, I'm going to say domineering, because that's not the right word, but women who just, independent women, I was raised around alpha female. That's kind of females I was raised around, and so I think that has shaped my thought consciously and unconsciously about women. On the other hand, I am an alpha male, so I'm used to running stuff in relationships. I'm the hunter. I admit it. I'm the hunter. I'm the pursuer. As I've gotten older, every now and then I like to be pursued. So long and short of it, ladies and my brothers, I don't have a problem with women proposing. As a matter of fact, I think women should be able to propose to a man, assuming, and this is where Sadie and I agree, assuming, ladies, that you thought it through, assuming that you've done, as Sadie said so well, and I want to repeat it because it helped me in my own thinking, the head, the heart, and the gut check. If head, heart, and gut line up, ladies, and you have decided, keyword decided, not I feel, but you've decided that this man is for you. And I would say this is the man in me, the pragmatic part of me. I would say since maybe you've talked about it with him, because you know what? Even though I wouldn't mind a woman proposing to me, I don't want to be blindsided. You know, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, will you marry me? You got a ring? Nah, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We need to have at least talked about it. But fundamentally, ladies, I don't have a problem with the woman proposing. I don't think that the man should be the only one who should propose. I think women have just as much right and reason and, I don't say authority is not the right word, but the wherewithal to do that. Say you shut up, jump in. Please.
Okay, Michael.
Say like, okay, Michael.
All right, so
Talk.
What I know about men.
All right.
And, you know, you can chime in and let me know if you agree.
Sure.
Is that when they've made their mind up about you, they'll let you know. So 9 times out of 10, if he was kind of ready to marry you,
mm-hmm.
he would most likely propose to you already.
Let me jump in. Hold that thought. I agree with you, Sadie, with a couple of provisos, if you will, or qualifications. Number one, if that man is in touch with what he's thinking about that woman and how he feels about that woman, that's caveat or proviso number one. Proviso number two is that man is able and willing to communicate what he thinks and how he feels about that woman to that woman. Then the answer is yes. I mean, I know men who really do not know how to communicate, and it doesn't have anything to do with their level of intelligence. Brothers, please, hear what I'm saying to you.
I think a conversation about how we feel about each other is completely different about I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And what is the difference? I mean, we all know the ultimatums don't work with men.
No.
So what is the difference in proposing to a man and giving him an ultimatum? I mean, I'm not sure. I think it's slightly different, but it's basically in the same neighborhood. It's on the same block. They're in the same address, like the 100, maybe 108, maybe 110.
Yeah, I don't fully agree because I think, again, now let me just say, I've never been proposed to, so I'm talking theoretically. And you know what? I've been given ultimatums. And see, for me, theoretically, ladies, my brothers, theoretically, we're talking theory here, right? If a woman says to me, Michael, will you marry me? That's a request, not an ultimatum. Now, if she says, you better marry me, or, well, then obviously that's an ultimatum. And the quickest way to get Michael David Teague not to do something is to demand that he do it. Quickest way. On the other hand, a loving, romantic, bringing out all the sexy that you have requests, well, that's not an ultimatum, in my opinion. It's not
exactly an ultimatum. Like I said, they're on the same block. You know, they're like in that address 110 and 112 or 108 and 110. They're on the same block.
So let me ask, how so? How is a proposal and ultimatum? Because, Sadie, listen, the beauty of this show is that we have a man's and a woman's perspective. I don't understand that, so help me understand. How is an ultimatum couched or interwoven within that proposal?
Because if the man wanted to get married, the woman would already know. He would have already proposed to her. There's no reason for her to go propose to him. The only reason she could propose to him is if maybe he didn't have the money to get the ring and she didn't want to embarrass him by saying, here, buy me a ring. So instead she just goes and buys him one and he kind of flip everything around. But other than that, there's really no reason for a woman to propose to a man. I mean, basically that's saying for the rest of their lives, I'm going to be the head of household.
Really? You take that?
Yes. That's and then crazy. One day the woman's going to be like, oh, you know, why don't you do this for me? Why don't you do that for me? You know, her feminine wants or needs are going to eventually come to the table, but she's trying to take on this masculine role. You know what? A very smart man said to a woman on his honeymoon, he said to her, you see those pants over there?
I know that joke. Tell it.
And he said, go put them on. She said, I can't wear those pants. He said, yeah, don't forget that.
Sadie, we got a caller. And I want to play When I'm With You by Tony Perry, but we got to take our caller first. Sadie, let's take this caller. I'm loving this conversation. Hold on one second. Caller, you are live on Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tell us, if you don't mind, who you are and where you're calling from and what your comment or question is tonight. Caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mr. Solution, excuse me. L.A., yeah, the point is here is that traditionally, both legally and socially, women were not equal with men. They didn't have the same rights. They didn't have the same power. That's what you mean by traditionally. That changed in the 70s and 80s, and now women are in full authority with men. So you ask this thing about proposing, should men be the only ones to propose? And I'm just going to answer it this way. If they're not, it's a game. It's playing a game. Both people should know if they're at the level that they want to be in a committed relationship. So it's up to both intelligent adults who have found that they are in a compatible relationship and they have worked to make that the case. Well, then each one of them are at that stage. So either can propose. It doesn't matter who proposes. At the end of the day, what matters is that you're together and functioning, not that you're playing some little silly footsie game, although silly footsie games are okay, but it shouldn't be the foundation for the relationship is what I'm saying. And that's the answer.
Mm.
It shouldn't be the foundation for the marriage. Okay, got it.
So, Mr. Solutions, if I heard your name correctly, and I appreciate you calling in. So basically what you're saying, if either one is equally has the equal power and right to propose.
Well, sure they have the equal right. Where does a woman – see, this is the way to approach this to really ferret out the nonsense. What's the problem with the woman doing it? I mean, I've heard some answers, but those answers really fell short of addressing the essence of the question. The point is, two adults should be working toward each other. They should be vetting each other. They should be determining compatibility through meaningful communication. That's what's supposed to be going on, not this playing a game that you've got to propose to me. If you don't propose to me, there's some sort of magical who knows what the hell. No, that's silly.
Okay, so I guess it's also fine for women to pick up guys in bars and take their home because it's equality. Guys are not going
to
look at them differently.
It's fine for women to do everything.
It's okay for a woman to just, you know, and no man is going to look at them any differently. Women are not going to get categorized. So in that case, let's just throw Steve Harvey's book out. Women do not need it.
Okay, I can answer that.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want an answer, I can answer that very easily.
Please do. Okay.
Yes. Anything. Now your question, because you went on. Wait, restate your question. I'm sorry.
Women are equal with men. They
can
do everything that a man can do. So basically, if a woman decides tonight that, you know, I want to be married, but she decides I'm going to go out to a bar and pick up a guy tonight, take him home and sleep with him. Because women are equal with men and there's equality, he's going to look at her just like he would if one of his guys did it. One of his guy friends told him, you know what, I went up and I picked up a chick last night, I took her home and I slept with her. Or if he goes into a bar and the woman's winking at him, she sends him a drink and she says, you know what, hey, let's go back to my place. She has sex with him that night. The next day he's going to look at her wifey material. What do we need Steve Harvey's book for? Any rules of the game if women are equal with men? If it's all about equality.
Well, the point of it is what you just said wouldn't be wise for anyone to do. Let's start with that.
Okay.
What you just said, picking someone up at a bar and going home and having sex with them. Now, a person who, you know, has no values, they can do whatever they want to do. But if one wants to discover a compatible partner, that would be unwise behavior for either a man or a woman to engage. Would you agree?
I think that it's unwise behavior for a woman, but I think men are often patted on the back for it.
But that's
would
a
you agree
issue.
With that? Would you agree that a man will pat another man on the back for that, but a woman will be looked at differently for it?
Let me answer what you just said. Just because something is dysfunctionally accepted does not mean it's the appropriate thing. What we need to talk about is what is the appropriate thing to do.
What we need to understand is that women are from Venus and men are from Mars. You
now, what
can't
does that
take
mean?
And
that
make
makes
the,
no sense.
There's two different planets.
No,
there's two different
crazy.
Type of
We're
people. The way men
Earth.
Think and the way women think are completely different. What turns a man on is not going to be the same thing that turns a woman on.
Okay, but that's only because we make ourselves crazy. Now, this is the question we need to ask ourselves. Do we want to continue in the dysfunction, or do we want to stop it and become functional?
How would you say it's dysfunction when the divorce rate is through the roof? It's not the same as it was in the 50s. Why is that?
But that's the point. You're making my point.
Is equality thing moving forward a good thing, or is it bad? It sounds like maybe we need to rewind.
You're making my point. It is dysfunctional now. That's the reason I'm saying rewind. But see, look here. This is the thing, though.
But now you want to put women on one knee.
No,
but you're saying
you're not
that
listening.
Moving forward.
Now, this is an issue. Is one person, you know, the word listen and silence has the same letters. All the same letters are in the word listen and silence. But look here. This is the point. Men and women need to talk through what they want to do. That's the intelligent thing to do. Not try to bring some old archaic, nonsensical rules that may work at a particular time, but they don't work today. Men
okay,
and women
now,
have
to
work
with their
equality.
Since you have the definition of listen down so well, you would understand if you heard
wait a minute, let
in
me
the beginning
this
of the show. No, I'm a host. Do you know what that means?
Well,
I'm
go ahead.
So
I know you're being flippant.
Okay,
but all right.
So basically what we said in the beginning of the show is it's different strokes for all folks. That's fine. Everything that works for one person is not going to work for the other. But we're talking about the majority. And the majority is that the divorce rates are through the roof now, more so than they were 20 years ago, 20 years before that, whatever have you. So now not only is divorce rates through the roof, but the time frame that people are staying together is even worse. So women have all this equality that you're saying, but obviously something's wrong here with this role reversal. It's in
well,
the
I'm
numbers,
telling you
and
what's
the numbers
wrong with
don't
it,
lock.
But you're not hearing it. They're not making any sense of what they want to do. Number one, they're not picking the right person, and women often do the choosing. Let's be clear about that.
Okay,
women do the choosing.
Yes,
so
they
if
do.
Women are not getting the type men they want, they need to make different decisions.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm telling you the kind of decisions that need to be made. Men and women need to meet and talk. Stop playing the game. Stop being, you know, stop saying, well, you know, I need you to pay for me and I need you to do all these differential things for me, but I'm doing nothing. That's not a sign of a person wanting to be a partner. That's a parasite. So what
okay.
people have to do is meet and communicate about necessary things. Who are you? What do you want to do? What are your goals? You know, do you like me? Will you be faithful to me? Are
okay.
you monogamous?
Communication
you know?
Is key. Completely agree.
Well,
but
yeah,
now
it's not just the communication, but it's,
question. So I'm gonna ask you
it's
a solid
the substance
question.
Of the communication. It's what the communication is about. Let me give you an example.
Okay, what I would like you to do is
guy,
I would like you to stay on topic, though. So come back
if
to the center where we are,
with a guy,
and the topic
and
of tonight's show is should women propose? We don't need to go into communication and stop playing games.
Yes,
let's
yes,
stay on
but
topic.
But I'm trying to make this point here.
Okay.
This is a relevant point.
Go ahead.
If a woman
as long
gets
as
together with a guy,
to
and she never asks him, are you monogamous? That's her fault.
Okay, but this is not about monogamy. Let's stay on should women propose to men. Is it okay for women to propose? What is your perspective on that? Let's not go into communication and monogamy. We
you, ma'am, I just told you yes.
Okay. Women,
yes.
It's okay for women to propose. Okay.
Of course. They should be doing, if they want to be married. Well, let me give you a historical example.
But women
you
have
like
been
one
getting
of those?
Married for hundreds of years and they haven't been proposing. So how is that
okay.
going to change?
Okay,
anything?
There you go back again. We're not where we
no,
were.
No, your key word is if they want to get married, but they've been getting married.
Not where we were hundreds of years ago. This
right, because we're evolving into this equality thing. So if it's not working for us, why should we go into it even further?
Well, let me ask you something. If a man
right.
wanted you to be, submissive, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay, start doing it now.
You're not my man.
It doesn't make any difference. The thing of it
no,
is,
it
if,
I'm
if,
not
going
to be submissive to any man. I'm going to be submissive
well,
to
well, wait a minute.
Man.
But you should be submissive to an intelligent man. I'm trying to further
no,
the conversation.
No, no. That's
I'm trying
to be submissive to.
Okay, I'm trying to further the conversation to get to get some sensible answers here.
No, you're
because
not.
Obviously
you're trying to make
people don't have any.
That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, Mr. Solutions, hey Teddy, let's do this, Mr. Solutions. I think, sir, I wanna thank you for calling in. I think for me, and I've been listening to the conversation. I think you stated the answer at the outset that both men and women should be able to propose. That I agree. You know, and again, my position that midway through the show was women should be able to propose too. So I definitely thank you for the call. We need to go to a song. We need to finish the show.
Michael, wait. I'd like to chime in. I want to argue with him just a little bit more.
Yeah, you
want to Mr. Solutions, I would just like to say I really enjoy you. I think you were the best caller we've had yet. Please call
yes.
in again. Thank you so much for your input, and I look forward to another good one.
Sure, you're welcome. Bye.
Have a good night, Mr. Solution. Please call in again.
Oh, my God. Michael, what do you have in the queue?
Hey, Cindy, I have When I'm With You by Tony Terry in the queue. I think I'm going to play something a little bit shorter because we have 10 minutes left. So let me, why don't I play this by Mint Condition? What kind of man would I be? Listen, everybody, that was good. That was good. So listen, let's get to this song. Let's play this song, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Don't need all these reasons.
are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
We set it off tonight, y'all. Mr. Solutions called in and set it off and set it off and set it off with tonight's topic. Should men be the only ones to propose? Clearly, listening audience, my position is, of course not, that women should also be able to propose. So that's my answer in a nutshell. Sadie Sharp, what's your take on it?
My answer is different strokes for different folks, but the majority, it won't work.
I like
there that. Are some who work for, but the majority, not.
And so listening audience, there you have it. We have about 4.5 minutes left, and so we're kind of winding things down. The beauty of this conversation is that there are times that Sadie and I do not agree. And we had a caller, Mr. Solutions, who called in a few minutes ago from L.A., and essentially he said, hey, of course women should be able to propose.
Mr. Solutions doesn't know what he was saying.
You know, it's interesting because at the outset, I think once when he started debating, I mean, I think emotions kind of flared up a little bit. I think at the beginning, he was saying a couple of things. One, obviously, that women should be able to propose also. And I think he approached it from a perspective of the building blocks of any relationship, and he kept emphasizing communication. And I think one of the things that Sadie and I talk about, listening audience, is it's important to communicate. And I think it's important for both parties to ascertain, to understand, and then to communicate what they want. And Mr. Solutions used the word game. And too often,
I should have had Steve Harvey calling to set y'all straight.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, you know, it begs the question and say, you know, I think we need to do a show specifically on what makes marriages end. And I think if we rewind, Sadie, I think you used the word rewind earlier. When we rewind, I think the demise of a marriage starts during the dating period if and when either one of the two people involved are not clear or are not honest about what they want. You understand? And if you trace it through the introduction to the initial dating, to the commitment, to the proposal, to the marriage, regardless of who proposes, and I'm taking it off topic and I'm going to bring it back, when we are not clear or we don't share what we really want, but we have the expectation that this other person will meet X, Y, and Z needs, and that doesn't happen, I think that is what in part spells the demise of marriage. So regardless of who proposes, it goes back to what Sadie and I always talk about. And it's laying the foundation for and then having a healthy relationship. Sadie, I'm going to back up now. We have about 2 minutes left before the close of the show. Is there anything that you'd like to leave with our listening audience tonight?
Let's tell the women out there who plan on proposing, Michael, from a man's perspective, since you support this whole phenomenon, why don't you tell the women out there tonight who are listening, who want to propose to their man, what is a good way to propose to a man? Because we know some ideas for women, but...
You know, I'm just going to make it really simple. In however you decide that you want to do it, I think more importantly is not so much the how, but what happens before you make that decision. And say you said something, I think it was last week or the week before, it's really about head, heart, and gut lining up. That assumes, ladies, that you know what you want. It assumes that you tested that and you're consistent with that. It assumes that you have shared that with your man, and it assumes that, listen, I started at the beginning of in saying this, listen, even though I've been married twice, I still believe in the institution of marriage. All right, so ultimately, and this is why I'm a traditionalist, ultimately, I do believe it's till death do you part. So to propose just to have a wedding, that's really not a legitimate proposal. If you propose, ladies, however you do it, it should really be about to death do you part. So, ladies, that's all I have to say. Brothers, listen, all I would say is this to us. be open to your lady proposing to you. If you've talked about it, if you love her, be open to them proposing. You said you've got 20 seconds left. Why don't you close it up tonight?
Men are from Mars, the god of war. Women are from Venus, the god of beauty. Two different planets, two different things. Ladies, think first before you do this. Know your man. Next week, next Thursday, new topic. See you then.
Hey, listen, you've been listening to Real Relevant and Raw. I'm your co-host, Michael T. Along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening to Real Relevant and Raw. Have a good night.